alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized
crime. Welcome
the
back, ladies and gentlemen,
the deadly, parroting
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoy this radio program as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. And bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you are the primary workers here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I have no idea who my guests are from day to day. You are the ones that send me the emails, that send me the websites, that send me the contact information result in people coming on this show. That's another part of the reason of reducing your workload is that if you have access to an audience, it's much easier for 100 members of the audience to just suggest one guest each than it is for me to research and go and find 100 guests by myself. So I am eternally in your debt, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to always remember how important you are to me and this show and the continuing movement to get the truth out, whatever that truth might be. Catherine Buckaloo, the Buckaroo, and Rand Porter. In fact, I'm going to make a little comedy sketch. I'm going to send that over to my man, Roy.
Okay. My last name, I'm used to hearing Buckaroo, Buttafuoco, Buckster. I'm used to hearing it all. Don't worry about it.
In the Buckaloo Finster Miller sense of the word, or Buckminster Fuller sense of the word. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking, you know how your dad was like an Eagle Scout or whatever the thing. Could you make up like a little Catherine Buckaloo Buckaroos, you know, a little Eagle Scout troop? It'll be fun.
I was a Girl Scout brownie and an Indian princess. So that's the part that rubbed out on me rubbed off on me from him.
Hopefully it didn't rub off on you in the Catholic sense of the word.
My mother's sister is still a Franciscan nun. So they tried. You know, they tried to make me take that way for every Sunday. I've been there, did that.
I was more talking about in the choir boy sense of the word, but never mind. We also wanted to get into talk about, usually on the last segment of the show, if there's anything that you is of a personal opinion to you that you kind of like to express that you don't normally otherwise, because people don't get it because it's a little out there for them or whatever. I like to offer people the opportunity, particularly radio show hosts, to come on here and just talk about whatever they would like.
Well, since you're giving me that time, that's really cool, Vinny. I would like to tell everyone to please, you know, we don't have a sign up for our YouTube channel, Truth Connections on YouTube, and share the links. Get us some more hits. Get the information out there. It's not about the hits with us, really. It's about waking people up and getting the information out there. You know, we stand for, you know, exposing the Illuminati, ending mind control, UFO disclosure, free energy. You know, stopping pedophilia in the churches and various other organizations, for food being healthy for us all, you know, and occupying Monsanto and ending the FDA and how they do things, the Fed, the electoral process, and every other three or four letter agency that lies to us needs to be exposed and stopped. And we definitely need your help to do that. And please feel free to join our Truth Connections page on Facebook. And you can check out some of our archives on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, or at the truthconnections.wordpress.com website. We value everyone's time, and we're really grateful when you do come and listen to a live show or share our video. We know you can be doing anything else, and we're honored that you chose to come and hang out with us for that 2-hour time slot every week. And I also want to tell everybody to please join a meditation group, you know, because the power of meditation groups is a pretty amazing thing. You know, I've actually been doing a weekly meditation with the CE5 Global Initiative, and that's when you actually meditate and you, I'm going to go on a limb here, people might think I'm weird, meditate and you communicate with the extraterrestrial intelligence. You know, many I have heard them during these meditations. I have felt them working on me, and it's pretty amazing. I don't believe, you know, anyone who's died in our lives, or an ET, or anybody we were in a past life, you know, by way of a spirit guide or something, they're all with us all the time, and all we have to do is ask for help, and they will help us. You know, it's when you die, you don't go away forever. You're just your energy is everything. It does not go away. You are now multidimensional. You know, and that's how I explained multidimensional to my daughter. Is Santa Claus? How does Santa Claus get to go everywhere in one night? Because he's multidimensional, just like Papa. You know, because Papa passed on, he can be everywhere at once. And that is the one lie that my daughter is quite the little truther, but I have not been able to come clean with her about the Santa Claus lie yet. I just can't break her heart like that. You know, that's my little white lie about the truth movement to my own daughter, but just can't take some of that magic away for the kids. It's not fair because they've got enough magic taken away. They can't even trick or treat by themselves. When I was a kid, we'd go trick or treating for 5 hours and never come back, you know, till dark. And I my daughter's 10 at her age. I was doing that with my friends from the neighborhood. Kids can't do that anymore. A lot of the magic is gone, you know, and even though I don't always agree with, you know, some of these holidays that they do, it's just hard to take that one little last magic away from them of Santa coming and having gifts under the tree at the last minute, because they don't know what that's for. You know, it's just all magic to them. They don't know what the real meaning is. Let them have some magic while they're young. You know, they get faced with enough these days. It's not fair. But that's what I have to say. Join a meditation group. Be nice, you know?
I just started one. Starts this Thursday. That's interesting. You said that.
Cool. So Rand, same opportunity for you. You got anything real spaced out and far out, some advice you wanted to share with people?
Sure. I think for me, you know, from all the amazing things I'm getting from the show and what I'm learning from doing the research, it's about free energy. I think it's, you know, it's time that it's not held captive by the elite. I feel the patent process has been co-opted on a global scale. So unfortunately, it's blocked at a level. So all these amazing minds who invent these free energy devices, and they're coming out of everywhere now, they either get killed or bought off or silenced or suicided. So because they want credit for what they've invented. But I kind of feel that most of these inventions are actually reinventions, because I'm kind of aware that most of this tech is already exists underground. They're just making sure it never makes it above ground. So really, free energy needs to be free, which means some of these guys got to just give it to the people. And I'm actually working on a couple of projects. I'm working with someone on an over-unity laser project. And on my own personal thing, I'm building an organ-based device that incorporates some scalar energy that's hopefully going to negate these smart meters. We're looking to hopefully get those out. But you know, it's about making the energy available to everybody, because that's the whole basis for this paradigm of lies, is paying for energy that should be free. You know, Kathy had a good point about meditation circle, because I'm working with 10 people, and I'm calling my circle an ascension circle, an ascension meditation group, because we're working on ourselves as a group to enhance their own abilities, so then we can turn around and help others. You know, when you get to a certain level, then you have more ability to help others. So, and I think 10 people who are energetic and aware of their energy, who have owned their energy, can, you know, when they combine their energies, it's like the energy of 1,000. So, and I've seen some really interesting confluences to show that that's actually the truth. So I'm really excited about this group. Our first meeting is this Thursday, to see what comes of it, and, you know, to see who shows up and who commits to it, and where we go when we combine our energies. So, so it's all about energy, getting it out there to the people. We will actually going to disseminate to intentional communities as well. Once we get some of these free energy devices working, rather than bring it to the patent office or bring it to the people, to the public, we're going to bring it to the people by trying to disseminate it quietly to intentional communities, so they can just use it and incorporate it, and then start to let, you know, word of mouth, grassroots style, get it out to the people. you know, hopefully that kind of rationale will start to work, because you can't go get a patent. You're only dead. You know, that's kind of what we've been shown. So that's my passion, is free energy.
Yeah, the patent process is definitely tainted, Rand. You're yeah. right about that.
And I have to give Jason Verbelli props. He's definitely a very well-spoken young man, and he has a bright future, because he's very brilliant, and he's definitely getting the word out, as well as Fernando Vasa. So,
love him. Love them both.
Two great, great guests we've had.
Absolutely.
Sector.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you very much for your time today. If you'd like to just quickly give out your websites and such like that, unfortunately, we've kind of come to the end of the show.
And there you have it. Okay, if anybody wants to friend me on Facebook, just look up Kathy Buckaloo on Facebook. And it's weird to say my name, because I don't even say my name live. It's kind of odd to say my name, because I don't care about saying my name. I just care about the truth. It's not about who I am. It's about the truth. Feel free to friend me, Tamara Nativi Dodd, or Rand Porter on Facebook. And, you know, join our YouTube channel, please, because, you know, if we upload a video, it'll get sent right to you. Thanks a lot, Vinny. And I want to thank Liza one more time for bringing me to your table. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Liza. American Freedom Radio.
Rock on, man. Rock on.
Oh, totally. Give the horns and the big ups to American Freedom Radio at every conceivable opportunity. You know?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's an honor. Yes. An honor.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on and sharing your stories with us. You can check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Just search for Truth Connections on Facebook. And I'll put that up on the archives as well. So they shouldn't be too difficult to look up. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, after the show every day, we have a Skype chat with the listeners. So if you add me on Skype, I will give you the details in the Vinny Eastwood Show chat room, so you can talk with fellow truthers from all over the world. We'll see you again sometime.